Hey, it's me. Are you home? Wow, I love the new place. It'll probably look better once you're done unpacking, though. Seriously, I'm really happy for you. Yeah, you've got a great job, a new apartment. You really have your shit together. And what about that cute girl you mentioned? Have you asked her out yet? Oh, you're going to ask her tomorrow. Well, best of luck. I'm sure she'll say yes. Actually, I know this might sound strange, but I don't think you should ask that girl out. Because, well, it's just that lately I've been thinking about all the great times we've had together. Remember when we were really little and we pinky swore that we'd stick together no matter what? We definitely kept that promise. Yeah, like all of those sleepovers we had. We were so upset when our parents told us we were too old to sleep in the same room. Of course, they couldn't stop us from sneaking out to see each other at night. One of us would always bring ice cream or candy, and we'd stay up past midnight talking about whatever. And then in school the next day, we'd be exhausted, but it was always worth it. Oh. How could I forget? I know he called me a bitch, but most people wouldn't stand up to the high school quarterback, no matter what he called their best friend. But you walked up to him and decked him right there in the face. I think that's the only time I've ever seen you throw a punch. I wonder what he's up to now. He's not in the NFL, that's for damn sure. Oh, and of course the dances! We never had any dates, so we always went with each other. Yeah, homecoming was fun, but I think prom was my favorite. Not because of the party, it was as awkward as any prom, but because of what we did afterwards. Everyone else was getting drunk or having sex, that was probably terrible and unsatisfying, but we had the bright idea to go stargazing without changing. I still have the dress I wore, grass stains and all. What? Oh, what does this have to do with you asking that girl out? Well, the point is, I know you better than anyone, and I think there's someone better for you. Someone who already knows how awesome you are. Someone you can trust because she already knows all your secrets and you know all of hers. Well, all except one. What I'm saying is, Wow, you are standing really close to me. Not that I mind, it's just that what I want to tell you is... Look, are you going to kiss me or not? Thank you. I've been waiting to do that for, like, ever. Yes, really, I mean... When we were little, it was just a crush. I told myself it would pass, but then when my hormones kicked in, I started wanting to do all sorts of things with you. And even after I got through puberty, I just kept wanting to be with you more and more. How exactly do I feel about you? I know what you want me to say. I want to say it too, but do you think... Maybe you could go first? I love you too. God, it's so embarrassing to say that, but it feels right. I guess I should have told you a while ago, huh? Can you really blame me, though? I mean, why didn't you tell me? Exactly! I didn't want to lose my best friend. But I think the only thing we're about to lose is our virginities. Hey, that wasn't just a terrible joke. I don't know about you, but I want to do a hell of a lot more than just kiss. So, want to show me your new bedroom? Oh, whoa! I didn't expect you to literally sweep me off my feet. You're such a hopeless romantic, did you know that? Don't worry, I like it.
Hey, nice room.
Oh! And this is a really comfy bed. Care to join me? You don't have to guess. I'll tell you where all my sensitive spots are. Start right here, above my collarbone. Just like that. Oh, fuck. This is really happening, isn't it? I'm not dreaming. We're really going to do this. Or, shit, are we? I mean, are we going to have to go to the store? I don't have any condoms on me. That's kind of a moment killer, but I guess it can't be. Oh, you do? Well, that saves us a trip to the store, but why do you have condoms anyways? A gift from your embarrassing aunt. I can totally see that. Anyways, let's get these clothes off. It's not like we haven't seen each other naked before, right? So, other good spots for you to investigate would be my breasts, right above my belly button and the inside of my thighs. And, you know, the obvious. I'd say that I've taught you well, but I don't think I taught you how to do that with your mouth. Oh, no. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, yeah. Just keep working your way down. Take your time, though. I'm enjoying this quite a bit. You like making me feel good? Don't say stuff like that. You're gonna make me blush. Jeez. Do you remember what I told you about the clit that one time? Last time we... Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Oh, fuck, you're good at that. How did you learn to? Well, thank goodness for the internet, I guess. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, it's really good when you switch between using your mouth and your hands like that. Hey, what did I tell you about saying embarrassing things? I mean, I like that you like how I taste, but... Oh, wow. Oh, so good. No, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get enough of you. Hey, stop. I don't want to come yet. No. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just that I want to look into your eyes when I come. Maybe that's silly, but it's what I want. And I can't do that if your head is in between my legs. Besides, I really, really want you inside of me. Remember how I said people were having terrible, unsatisfying sex after prom? Well, I stand by that, but do you have any idea how many times I've touched myself and imagined you fucking me in that field? Oh yeah, we're definitely doing that someday. But for now, let me... Of course I know how to put on a condom. You just
Wow. Your cock feels amazing in my hand. It's good for you too, right? Good. I'm just going to play with myself a little while I stroke you. I know, but I just really wanted to touch your cock. I can't help it. You turned me on so much. Besides, I want to make you feel good too. It's only fair. Okay. Ugh. Okay. Sorry. I'll actually put the condom on now. There we go. Okay. Come here. I'll guide you inside of me. No, it's okay. It's not that bad. Just don't move right away. Bend down so I can kiss you while I get used to having your cock inside me. I should probably get used to that saying too, because that's where your cock is going to be fairly regularly from now on. Alright. I think I'm ready. Start slow, okay? Yeah, you can reach down and rub my clit too. Oh, I don't know if that counts as multitasking. But it feels amazing. You can speed up a bit if you want. Okay, let me rephrase that. Fuck me harder. You know, I just realized something kind of funny. If it weren't for me, you might have had sex before you ever masturbated. I know, right? Okay, I'm actually getting pretty close. You already had me really worked up, and I don't know how much more I can take. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. That's look at me. Look at my face. Please. Come with me, please. Oh, come with me. Incredible. On one hand, I wish we'd done that years ago. On the other hand, I'm glad we did it just now. Yeah, it's fine to just toss the condom in the trash, as long as you don't flush it down the toilet, I think you're good. Oh, come here. Let me clean you up. There. All better.
What?
Oh, yeah, your cum tastes good. Really good, actually. I think I could get used to it. In fact, how would you feel about round two in a little while? We've broken in your new bed, but the shower could probably use some love too, if you catch my drift.
Of course we can cuddle in the meantime. Hey, don't ask me if I know what a refractory period is. You didn't even know how to masturbate until I taught you. You have no room to speak.
No, the bed is not too small. Yes, I was lying when I said that last time. In my defense, I was lying to myself, too. You know, I feel like this apartment is kind of empty. And not just because you haven't finished unpacking. Yeah, it's almost like there's only half as much stuff as there should be. As if two people should be living here together. Two people who were meant to be together.
No, I'm talking about the girl you almost asked out. Of course I'm talking about me.
I don't think it counts as rushing into Thanksgiving as, you know, how long we've both wanted this. Yeah, I knew you'd agree. I mean, you're still my best friend. I know what you're thinking most of the time. And it's just that you just happen to be my boyfriend now. That's a pretty sweet deal if you ask me. Hey, pinky swear. I know it's a little childish, but please. Together, forever. No matter what.